Okay, I hope that people are still enjoying their Ben Hazmanim since several minutes ago when I recorded Parshas Tzav. But now to the Haftarah that we actually read this week, which is the Haftarah of Shabbos HaGadol. So the Haftarah of Shabbos HaGadol originally did not start as the Haftarah of Shabbos HaGadol, both in the Sefer HaParshas L'Rashi and in the Orz HaRuah. It originally started Kaneret as an alternate Haftarah for Parshas Tzav, and as you'll see, it speaks mostly about the Korbanot, so it makes sense that it would be a Haftarah for Parshas Tzav, and we mentioned when we did the Haftarah for Tzav that, in fact, this makes more sense than Tzav's actual Haftarah to be for Tzav, because here it speaks about the Korbanot as opposed to the Haftarah of Tzav, which says, I do not command the Korbanot. We clarified what that meant, but still, this is a much more straightforward Haftarah in that sense about the Korbanot. So it's a little bit of a challenge to figure out what it actually has to do with Shabbos HaGadol. There are different minhagim. The minhag of most communities is to read this the Haftarah from Malachi, Perek Gimel, and Dalet on all Shabbos HaGadol, whether or not it's Erev Pesach. There are many, though, who had the minhag. The Gra was very notable as having this minhag of only having it on Erev Pesach, and we'll see where he got that from. And this will highlight some of the issues and what in the reason we read this Haftarah. So I think here we should probably jump into the Haftarah, and then we'll take a step back and figure out why it is that we read it. So the Haftarah from Malachi, Perek Gimel, Pasuk Dalet. Varvar la'adonai minchas Yehudah v'Yerushalayim k'mei olam u'chshanim k'manios. The offering of Yehudah and Yerushalayim will be pleasing to God as it was in the old days. Again, this makes a lot of sense for Parshas Tzav. So throughout, think of this both as a Haftarah for Shabbos HaGadol and as Haftarah for Parshas Tzav. It really is both. V'karavti aleichem la'mishpat v'yisi eid m'maher b'mechashvim v'na'afim v'nishbaim la'shakar v'oshkei tzchar sachir al'mana v'yasom. I shall approach you for judgment, and I will be an urgent witness against the sorcerers and the adulterers and those who swear falsely, and those who withhold the wage of the laborer, the widow, the orphan, those who pervert the judgment of the stranger and do not fear me. So says Hashem. Right? So Hashem says, I will be responsible for those people who violate both certain men on the chaveras and men on the makoms. Why? Because I have not changed. I am God. I have not changed, and you have not ceased to be. From the days of your forefathers, you strayed from my decrees and not observed them. So now I say to you, return to me, and I will return to you. So you say, for what should we repent? Should a man rob God as you rob me, and you say, how have we robbed you? Through not giving maestros and not giving truma. Right? You think that I don't take that personally, but you, right, the trumas and maestros were not just, we had a dual function. In a certain sense, they're a form of a karbon. The Gemara calls it truma. It's kadshe gvul. It has many things in common. The achila of truma may, in fact, be a subset of the achilas karbanos. In one sense, it's giving to God. On the other hand, it's taking care of the kohanim and levim who don't have a nachala. So you've stolen from me both in your violation of the Bein Adam L'Chaver aspect and the Bein Adam L'Makom aspect, and you have the audacity to say, "What have I done to you? What have I stolen?" Bameiratem ne'arim vosiatem kovim agoy kulo. You are afflicted with a curse, and yet you still rob me, all of you, the whole nation. Bring your tithe, bring everything to my house, and test me, see if I will reward you. I will open the windows of the heaven, and I will pour down blessing beyond your capacity. I believe die. And the Gemara in Tainis famously says that this is the one mitzvah that you can test me. Test me for, even though normally you're not allowed to test God. But for this you are, and the Radbaz says in the Tshuva that the reason is because it's so important for God to take care of the poor that he says, I'm willing for you to test me. There is a machlokas, whether it's only about Maaser or only Maaser, the formal mitzvah of Maaser, not even Maaser Ksavim, but Maaser of produce or old staka, but anyway, at some level, right, this notion that you can test me for giving staka. V'ga'arti lochem ba'ochel v'lo yashchis lochem es pri adamah v'lo tshakel lochem agefim asadam artem anayit v'os. If you do this, So then I will frighten away the locust, and they won't destroy your fruit, and the vine will not lose any fruit, says Hashem. V'yishru eschem golagim ki siyu atem eretz chayfetz amara adonai tzvos. All the nations will praise you, for you will be your desirable land, says Hashem. Chazku alai divreichem amara adonai v'amartem imane dabarnu alecha. You've spoken harshly against me, and you say, what have we said? Again, the same trope. You don't realize what you did wrong. Let me tell you. You said it, to serve God is useless. Right, why should we walk submissively before God? Right, we praise wanton sinners who were evil. They were built up. We've even tested God. And they've been saved, right? And you see the contrast that God says, I will let you test me in a good way for tzedakah, and you'll see that I will answer you, as opposed to these Rishonim who tested me to test my anger. But those who fear God spoke to each other, and Hashem listened, and he heard, and it was inscribed before him in the book of remembrance of those who fear Hashem and think about His name. Vayuli, and they will be for me, Amar Adonai Tzvos, layom asher ani oseh skula v'chamalti aleihem kasher yachmol ish al b'no avedo so. And they will be my treasure of compassion, them as a man who has compassion on his children who serve him. V'shaftem risem bein tzadik v'rasha bein oved elohim lachar lo avado. And you will see the difference between one who serves God and one who doesn't. K'nei yom bab, bo'er katanur vayu chol zedim v'chol zey risha. For the day is coming, burning like an oven, where all the evildoers will stumble and be burnt, be nothing left. But you who revere my name, a son of righteousness will shine forth with healing on its wings. You shall go forth and prosper like fatted calves. Vaso sem rishayim, and you will trample the wicked. Ki ufer tachas kabos raglechem. Vayomar shera ani osam ra nai tzvaos. Zichru toras Moshe avdi asher tivizeh osam b'chorev al kol Yisrael chukim u'mishpatim. Remember the teaching of Moshe. Hinei anochi shaleichem lochem es eliyan avi lefnei bo yom anonai agadol v'an nora. I'm sending Eliyahu the prophet, Veshiv Lev Avos Al Banim, Velev Banim Al Avosam, Pen Avo Vikisi Zeretz Cherem. And he will restore the hearts of fathers to children, and the hearts of children to their fathers, lest I come and strike the land with destruction. Again, Hinei Anochi Shalech Lachem Es Eliyahu Navi, Lefnei Bo Yom Adonai HaGadol V'Hanora. Okay, so why do we read this Haftorah? So why is it for Shavuos HaGadol? So the connections are somewhat tenuous. Says I've seen several explanations. Many people say that the reason is simply because of this pasuk at the end of Eliyahu HaNavi. It speaks about the ultimate geula, the future geula, and Nisan and Pesach in general are about geula. And you know, just like, and as Chazal say, as we were once redeemed in Nisan, so too we will be redeemed in the future in Nisan. So we try to connect the Geula of Mitzrayim to the future Geula that should happen also around Pesach time. And they say that the connection is really just this last Pasuk. The notes here in the Art Scroll Chumash suggest that maybe another reason is the connection to the Yuvchanunin of Azos Pasuk, the notion that you should give tzedakah, and the centrality of tzedakah. That, as we know, that one of the things you're supposed to remember around the Yomim Tovim, the Psukim, emphasize this over and over, is that when you are celebrating the Chag, you can't forget the poor people, the Kohanim, the Levim, the Yasam, and the Almana, which are themes here in this Haftorah, right, that God is punishing people for not bringing the Maestros and the Trumos, and forgetting the Kohen and the Levi, and God is saying, test me on this. The opening Psokim note that Hashem will listen and punish those who abuse the Almana and Yasom. So you see all these categories of people that you're supposed to take care of around Yom Tov time, so perhaps that's another connection to Pesach. it is true that at some level this does make sense to be in the context of tzav, right? Like I said, the connection between trumos and maestros and karbanos, the notion that truma is kadshei gvul, that just like you have a mechuyavut to bring karbanot, you have a mechuyavut to bring trumot. So that notion does connect to parshas tzav, and again, parshas tzav is about the second half of the parsha is about the initiation service of the Kohanim. So perhaps it's connected to Parshas Tzav in that way, that the focus here on taking care of the Kohanim, of bringing the Trumos and Maestros, connects to recognizing their uniqueness because they work in the Beis HaMikdash. So all these things may be connected to Parshas Tzav. You know, Big Adol, it's not entirely clear what the connection is to Shabbos. Like, although those are a few suggestions. Now there is a machlokas amongst the Mefarshim whether to read this on all Shabbos HaGadol or only on Shabbos HaGadol and Erev Pesach. The reason for this is because is brought in the Levush. He says the reason perhaps the reason we read this Haftarah to begin with is because the Arva, or the Pasuk that we start with, the Arva La Hashem and Chas Yudav Yerushalayim Gmei Olam Uchshanim Kadmanios, and then we continue to talk about the Maeser, and perhaps that's connected to Bir Maestros, and Bir Maestros is on the time of Erev Pesach, right? So it could be that it is connected to the Meiser component, not in the way I said before, but in a very local, technical sense, that here is talking about people who were derelict in giving their Trumos and Maestros. So we read it on Erev Pesach, Dafka, to remind you that if you have been derelict, you can fix it, bring it now. You have to be Mavira in 3 years. You have to, and if you did everything right, you admit, I did everything right, or you declare that you've done everything right. So again, we have several connections here. But if it's just read Erev Pesach, then perhaps it's a very local connection that the Haftarah is about fixing the mistake of not having brought Trumos and Maestros, which connects to Bir Maestros, which happens in Erev Pesach. Perhaps more generally, Pesach time, Yom Tovim time, we're supposed to take care of the unfortunate ones. And this Haftarah speaks about God punishing those who didn't take care of the Almana and the Yasom, as well as encouraging us to bring our Trumot and Maestros and take care of the Kohanim and the Levim. It also speaks about Geula at the end, connecting to the future Geula to Yetzias Mitzrayim. But as we said, this is also the Haftarah for Brashas Tzav, according to many traditions, which we don't hold of anymore. But originally in Ashkenazi traditions, this was just Haftarah for an alternate Haftarah for Parshas Tzav. And there we see that there is a, right, the first Pasuk, Varvah Hashem and Chas Yudav Yerushalayim Kim Olam Uchshanim Kadmanios, that God will bring back the Karbanot as they once were, which obviously connects to Parshas Tzav, as well as this connection of Trumos and Maestros, which are Kain Karbanot, which also, again, focus on the uniqueness of the Kohanim and the Levim, which is the second half of Parshas Tzav. So this Haftarah has connections both to Shabbos HaGadol and Parshas Tzav, and at different points the minhag has been for it to be the Haftarah for either or Parshas Tzav in general, or for Shabbos HaGadol, which is almost always Parshas Tzav, so it makes sense that we'd see themes that connect to both. Tov, so Chag Sameach, and I hope all of you continue to enjoy Ben Azmanim.